Kathy, during the break, we were talking about employees, and we want to make sure that folks who are managing and who own businesses and who are leaders and really want their companies to be more productive listen to this segment, because we were talking about how valuable all the employees are and management styles. What's your management style?
I would say my management style is one of over-communicating. It is important that everybody know everything. And I would rather have someone say, "You've already told me," than miss a critical piece of information that could help them do their job better or, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together. So I really am looking at over-communicating, and I look at every single employee as a leader. I expect them to be a leader. It's not just management's job. And I think that we have developed that in our employees. They enjoy stepping up to that challenge to truly be a leader, and it's worked quite well.
The mailroom worker who's making $8, $9, $10 an hour, he's the low man on the totem pole. How do you keep that guy engaged and motivated? What's in it for him?
I would say, okay, every position at any corporation probably is extremely important, even the mail clerk. My position is important. Right now, our mail clerk is a guy. His position is important. The decisions that we both make, mine may have more zeros behind them on the numbers, but his position is critical. If he's not executing that right, it takes a company to their knees. And I think all of our staff understand how important their role is, the contribution that they are making. And our mail clerks, actually, the last three have loved their jobs and been promoted.
And Ed, I know you like to nurture your employees too. I've heard you talk about some of your sales folks, and they're highly motivated and they work hard, but you value them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, without great players, you're not a good coach, you know. And I think what Kathy has instilled in me is making sure that everybody understands and has clearly defined objectives and goals. And as long as you have everyone aiming at the same target, you're going to be successful. Combining that with the great motivational skills that Kathy brings, I mean, it makes my job easier just working with her.
So how do you keep employees engaged and motivated? And what do you look for when you hire them? How do you know? You spoke a lot about the right fit. Not that the employee may be a bad person or a bad individual or a bad worker, but you're looking for the right fit. Elaborate on that.
McLaren Health Plan has a culture. I'm very clear on what our culture is, and part of the interview process for all new candidates that are looking to, you know, join our workforce, we have like a four-step process. They have to go through four different interviews before they are hired. The last interview is with me. I interview every single candidate before they are hired, because I believe of any job, half of it is the skills that the person is bringing, like the IT, the ability to whatever. The other half, it's really, are they the right fit for our culture, and are we the right fit for them? It's a two-way street. And that's really what I focus my interview on. Do they have that spark of those leadership traits? Are they the kind of people to step up, take calculated risk? Are they customer-focused? Are they focused on exceeding expectations?
All right. Come on, Kathy. I'm going to play devil's advocate here, all right? You're the president and CEO of a huge company. You got a lot on your mind. You got a lot on your plate. You have a lot to do. You're involved with interviewing employees no matter what level they're on?
Yes, I am. I've been doing this now for about the last 5 years. Decided that as the CEO, probably one of the critical contributions that I could make to McLaren Health Plan was, again, making sure we are hiring the right people.
Okay, why don't you trust someone else to do that, a vice president of human resources?
It's not that I don't trust the vice president of human resources. It is that I think as the leader, I have a responsibility to every new employee and to McLaren Health Plan, making sure we are only bringing people on into the workforce that are like-minded for our culture.
All right. Ed, sales is the bread and butter of any business. How do you find a good salesperson, and how do you keep them engaged and motivated? And obviously, I've been around, especially in the media, salespeople make the media world go round. You have to have people who can sell the product. It always seems like there are three groups of people. There is the slacker who just barely does enough to get the bills paid. There's the middle guy who, you know, does okay. And then there's always those jammers up there that are making the six figures that really bust it when they work. How do you engage, motivate, and find the right salespeople?
You know, it's getting easier and easier because of the success that we have had is an organization to bring in some great, great talent. Now, our sales department continues to improve. I mean, we just hired John Rogas, came from a large insurance company. He saw the opportunity that we have here and was bouncing off the walls. And I've been interviewing other candidates. And when we tell them the McLaren story, they get so excited and so energized. And quite frankly, if they don't grasp the opportunity that they have here, they're not going to be a good fit. So the people that are coming over to McLaren Health Plan right now to help me represent McLaren are highly energized. They understand the great opportunity that they have. But most importantly, they understand the market and they care about their customer. They care about their customer and they're in it for the long haul. These are people that are looking for a career, not just a job. And that's what I look for.
One of the things I learned, I'd probably say the top thing when I worked in, I worked locally here in TV. The manager was awesome. But they talked about partnerships with the advertising partners. And I used to think, oh, come on, you know, they're buying spots. But they talked about these partnerships and building these relationships with people and knowing them and caring about them and wanting to see them get results and added value for what they do. And I think a lot of business owners and business managers and salespeople, too, don't see or don't understand or don't grasp the concept behind that.
In today's market, with the challenges that we're all facing, my opinion is that you need to bring more than just whatever product or service it is that you offer. You've got to be able to help that business owner connect some dots to help them meet their goals. And that's where we're at with McLaren Health Plan. That's what my sales team is out doing every day, is helping business owners connect the dots, whether it's reducing their health care costs, which we can do, improving the health status of their employees, which we do, but also maybe introducing them to some of our other customers that gives them more business opportunities. So that's how I've got the sales department organized. That's how we're out spreading the word. And that's why we continue to grow at such a rapid pace and have more and more businesses signing up for McLaren.
You know, I don't know who could answer this question, but how long do you think from the first contact of a prospective client before you get them signed to the bottom line? How much time does that take?
I've had large accounts that have taken years. You know, just developing the right relationships. If it's a very complex sale where you have a number of key constituents that you need to get on board, maybe it's the board, the CFO, the president, the unions, et cetera, that takes a while to build those relationships, so it doesn't happen overnight.
So you have to be patient.
You have to be patient. And then others, you can, you know, we can do it. We can get a group up and service ready in easily 30 days.
Does the president and CEO become involved in the sales process?
As needed. I think really in my role, I am establishing relationships with, you know, key groups, other business leaders. And again, as Ed's talking, his team is outstanding. If they truly feel like they need to have me at one of the presentations, I'm there.